huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob, and welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast. Now, a question I've been getting a lot recently, privately and in my communities, is how do I find the right mentor? And I've done some posts and got involved in some discussions about this and thought long and hard about this. I mean, I've been a mentor now for probably 8 of the 12 years I've been in business. And I've seen many people be mentored by many people, and I've seen many different types of mentors. And I realized that there's a lot of knowledge gaps in the area of mentorship. You know, a lot of people don't know the difference between a coach, a mentor, and a mastermind. They think they need a coach when they need a mentor. They think they want a mentor when in fact they want a coach, or they think a mentor should be a coach, etc. And so I've been formulating a lot of content and episodes and blogs around this, which I've got done, but need to sort of officially publish. And then funnily enough, I was at a live speaking event, and April, who's also from Peterborough, who was sat in the front row, she said, how do I find the right mentor? And I went off on one a bit and probably spent sort of, you know, 5 or 10 minutes discussing this in depth. And so what this episode is a live recording from a live event where I was asked, how do you find the right mentor? And in true Rob style, I went off on a few tangents and did a pretty deep dive into how to find the right mentor. So here it is. A little step-by-step process, write this down. I think number one is you need to be clear what you want, because I see a lot of people hiring a mentor a few months later bitching about it when in fact they didn't really want or need a mentor. They didn't know what they wanted or needed. I've got good results as a mentor, and I'm okay to say that publicly and not feeling like I'm bragging. I've got good self-worth about the results I've had as a mentor. But when I can't help someone is when they have no idea what they want to do or where they're going. I can't perform miracles. Now, I can help you get clear on that, but there has to come a point when you say, Rob, I'm doing this and not this. So you need to be clear on what you want, i.e. what's your vision. Now, if you have a massive vision, you want a champagne mentor. Problem is, everyone wants to pay lemonade money. But if you, you know, if you have a specific strategy that you're focused on and you don't know and you need to know, probably your only consideration is that they've done that strategy. Because I know plenty of people who've done a really good strategy really well and could tell you how to do that strategy, but they'd make a terrible coach or a terrible mentor. I know people who are worth 100 million that make the worst possible mentor ever. I know people who've done an all right amount, but not as much as others, but they're bloody good coaches. So there's different. So the first thing is be clear on what you want. What's your vision? What strategies are you in? That's the first step. I mean, here's the interesting thing about life. Once you get clear on what you want, you start seeing the opportunities that are out there. Because when you're not clear on what you want, you see noise. Oh, I'm not clear on what strategy I want. Oh, you've got service accommodation. Well, that sounds interesting. Oh, but you've got rent to rent. That sounds interesting. Oh, but you've got commercial conversion. That sounds interesting. I'm allured by all of them. And oh, I want to go there and there because I don't know what I want. As soon as I go, I'm only interested in rent to rent, I don't see you, I see you. And I go deep on rent to rent. Does that make sense? So the second thing then is, I think there are 3 main types of mentoring you can get. And I don't think most of the market knows the difference, so I'll share with you. It's mentor, mastermind, or coach. Which one do you want? And actually, there's no right answer. A mentor is someone who's done it. They've legitimately, big time, done it, and they're considerably further than you down the road in the thing you want to learn. But they're not going to phone you every week and email you some accountability forms and get you to fill in checklists and chase you up. They're going to have dinner, they're going to speak on the phone, they're just going to tell you what they know, and it's probably going to be quite chaotic, and you're going to have to get good at asking them questions. Because the mentor's done the thing. So the world champion of pool, he plays at our local club. And I said to him, mate, you could easily charge someone like me £100 for, you know, some coaching or whatever. And he's like, well, all I really know how to do is play pool. I couldn't tell someone what to do. I mean, I don't know how I hold it. I just do it. So he's the world champion of pool, but he'd be a shit pool teacher. Yeah, just hold it in here, mate. Yeah, perfect. So that's a mentor. A coach is someone who knows how to get the best out of you, hit your leverage points, hold you accountable, follow a training system. So like Action or Vistage, you know, these big worldwide franchises. A lot of those coaches, you know, they haven't made as much money as some of you in the room, but they know how to follow a system and remind you for their accountability. And, you know, they know how to get out of you through a checklist, your goals, and then chase you on those goals. I suppose a bit like a personal trainer. You know, so a personal trainer who's a mentor is like, look at the body and copy it. I didn't mean you know. But. Whereas a personal trainer who's a coach is going to be like, right, what's the diet plan? Right, get in the gym 3 times a week and I'm coaching you. Empty the fridge, you know, that kind of thing. So a coach doesn't have to have made 10 or 100 million. If someone's made 100 million, they're not going to coach you. Because they're too busy making 100 million. But with a coach, you get less experience often. And sometimes, therefore, you think you've got a mentor, but you've got a coach, and then you're a bit pissed off that they've really not got that much credibility. And then the third thing, which is my personal favourite, where I've got personally the best results, and Andy and Lloyd are in our ICM Elite Mastermind, and they signed up to Lifetime recently. My Lifetime, not Lloyd's, because he's a lot younger than me. And so a mastermind is a collective group of mentors and peers. Why have one when you can have 12? Now, the great thing about a mastermind is that, let's say I'm the coach, let's say it's my turn to help April with her challenges. So I say to you, right, April, explain your business in 3 minutes, you do. Explain your vision in 1 minute, you do. Explain your 3 biggest challenges getting there in 1 minute each, you do. I write all that down and then say, right, here's what we're going to do. And then I coach you through it. Now, when I do that, Justin's watching, Marcus is watching, because they're part of the mastermind. Now, when I run April's session, Justin's going, oh, I didn't think of that, but I'll have it. Didn't think of that, but I'll have it, and vice versa. And then when it's Justin's turn, April's going, well, I thought I had everything I need, but actually that's relevant and that's relevant. So you get the vicarious, voyeuristic experience of everyone around the table. Now, none of these are right or wrong, better or worse, they're different. Now, with a mastermind, you need to make sure that the peers are at a good level. If you're too far ahead of them, each time it's their session, you're going to be like, bloody boring, you know, logging onto Facebook, I've done that. Whereas if they're too far ahead of you, they might be like, well, when are we inhabiting Mars and Pluto then, Elon? You know, I don't know why I sounded so camp when I said that. And that might blow your mind. So there's a coach, a mentor, and a mastermind. Now, the coach will be the cheapest, but you get what you pay for. You get less experience. A mentor can be, you know, reasonably expensive to very expensive to fucking expensive, depending on who it is. And then a mastermind is usually a little bit cheaper than a mentor because there's 12 of you and the fees are divided by 12. But remember, with mentors, coaches and masterminds, you get what you pay for. The Robert Mark VIP is £50,000 plus VAT. We occasionally discount it, but not by very much. And that's been full for about 3 years. Inner Circle Mastermind Elite, which is a mastermind I run at my house, which has, we have two groups. We have about 22 members. So we do it in my boardroom at home. And that's £7,500 plus VAT for 6 months. That's the discount price. In fact, I don't even have a retail price. It's just that price. And I think we've got one of the best mentoring programs that I've ever seen. And many people who you know in this community who are doing outrageously well are being mentored by Mark and I. But I suppose the thing you get with Mark and I, and I'm not talking about Mark and I here, I'm just talking about what you look for, because you should choose based on what's right for you, not, you know, okay, you might like us, you might not. But I've learned coaching systems. I learned to be a coach in 2006. I did the New Insights coaching program. I've obviously bought a lot of properties. Mark's bought a lot of properties. I do a lot of speaking and training. So I'm pretty good at the coaching, mentoring part. Mark's pretty good at the he's done a lot of shit that's just genius that you need to know part. And we both sit on the head of the table. We're both the chairs of those masterminds. But if you wanted specific rent-to-rent mentoring, I'm completely the wrong person because I don't do it. If you wanted specific commercial conversion mentoring, Mark would be the right person. But Mark doesn't like mentoring one-to-one. He just prefers doing it. He doesn't mind mentoring 1 to 10 or 1 to 20 because I force him. And because, you know, the money's decent and it's like an hour, it's like a day a month. But I actually love mentoring and Mark doesn't really. He likes doing it as long as it's every now and again. So my main mentors have been people like John DeMartini, Andreas Paniotou. He's a billionaire. I've learned quite a lot from Neville Wright, who's worth about 100 million. For me, the shortcut to results, well, society says to you that it's best to learn from your mistakes. That is conventional common sense, which is why I think it's bad advice. Because I think the better advice is it's better to learn from the mistakes of others before you. I'll give you an example. Would you like to learn from your mistakes about bankruptcy by going bust yourself just as a test to learn how it all works? So Mark and I, in the previous recession, when Mark and I couldn't even grow a beard, there was two big property companies in the UK. One was called Inside Track, and another one, I won't mention the name. And if I mention the name, you'd know why I won't mention the name, so I won't mention the name. And Mark and I got to know the founders of both of these companies really well. And so they'd entertain us for a lunch about 3 or 4 times a year, and we blagged it. They never charged us. We'd have paid, but they never charged us. But I think what they liked is they saw some young up-and-coming guys with something about them. And so they'd give us, you know, a few sessions a year. Now, we didn't officially call it mentoring. So if you know a millionaire or a billionaire or 100 millionaire or someone who's successful, just try and get some time with them. Don't label it. Just get time with them and listen to them and ask them good questions. But we saw these two guys and companies go crash and burn and completely go bust through the recession. And it was some of the best education Mark and I ever got. And you can't buy that knowledge. You can't run a course on how not to go bust. I would if you could. I'd sell a lot of them. So don't learn from the mistakes that you make. Learn from the mistakes of other people.